is up, everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How are we doing today? Happy rainy Wednesday. Yeah, it's a rainy Wednesday. I'm not too happy about that. I really hate the fact that it's been raining for 3 days straight. Like, to the point, it's just like, it's been raining so much that I feel like I could have hibernated the last 3 days just to sleep. And that's how tired I am. And, you know, you could always make the argument, well, TJ, you stay up late, don't you? Yeah, I stay up late, but I can actually, like, it doesn't affect me as much. I can stay up till 2 in the morning watching TV on my phone or watching something on Paramount or Netflix or whatever, and I could wake up at 5 the next day and be completely fine. So, I guess you could say, good morning, Seattle. I mean, that's where we're at right now. It feels like we're in Seattle. Sleepy in Seattle. Unfortunately. You know, I actually did think about that. Like, I always thought, let's move to Seattle. I told Tori this a couple weeks ago. I was like, how would you feel about Seattle? She was like, well, it rains all the time and the suicide rate's high. So, I don't know if you would want to do that. I said, well, as long as it doesn't affect us. I mean, you know, I'll be doing whatever I'm doing in Seattle. Why not live there? She's like, well, we should visit once. And I think about all the time, you know, maybe we should visit. Because there's a lot of places I would like to live, but I want to visit first. Like, for instance, Texas. I would love to live in Texas because it's so warm all year round. The community is really great out there. And I just know it's just in a fun area. I love Texas. I was in Texas when I was 2013 for my cousin's wedding. And I'll never forget this. My mom told me I was 17. She told me, so yeah, in order for you to go to Texas, you got to be in nice attire. I'm like, what do you mean? She was like, well, you got to wear a collared shirt and you got to wear this, you got to wear that, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, why do I got to wear all this like nice stuff? She's like, because we're going to a nice place and you got to look nice. So, of course, I had to wear, like, khakis and all this, like, extra shit just to, like, look nice. And when I got there, I'm just, like, thinking, well, this sucks. Like, why do I have to look nice if I'm going to be by a pool all day? So, I have my bathing suit, too. So, I'm sitting in this nice area. I'm in nice attire. Everybody's in jeans and shorts and just, like, just a shirt. And I'm the only dipshit in a collared shirt, khaki pants, and dress down shoes because we're at a nice house. So, needless to say, when we're walking around Austin in the blazing, humid, hot heat in the middle of December, my mom's like, yeah, you know, you should have brought shorts. It was my fault. I'm like, it damn well is your fault. I mean, you're the one who made me wear this. So I'm sitting here looking like an idiot. Like, I should have been in my dress down clothes, not like clothes that I'm wearing to a wedding. But no, if I go to Austin, I think we're going to try to go again this year. I think we're trying to go in like September. We're going to try to go again. And I'm going to wear whatever I want. I'm not going to wear something nice. God forbid. I feel like I was trying to impress my family members because we were in Austin, and I guess like my mom wanted to impress them because like I only see them at my summer house once a year. But I'm just like, really, dude, I really got to dress down nice. When I go to a funeral, I only have to wear a suit jacket just to go to the funeral. And then when I come home, I could put jeans or shorts on and be fine. Like, what made that difference? I really want to know. But no, yeah, I love Austin and I would love to move there. California, if that place wasn't expensive, I would definitely move there. And Florida, I would love to live there, but it's too hot and the humidity is too hot. But I would definitely do like what my grandmother and what my aunt used to do. So my aunt, she would spend the summer months, I want to say May, June, July, August, September, October, and then up in the Poconos, up in my summer house. And then November, she would fly down to Florida and spend November to May or June there, which was awesome. I would do that. If I could do that and live and still do my job, I would do that in a heartbeat. Unfortunately, I don't know. Maybe I could do that. Who knows? I would love to have a condo down there. 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Why not? Let's just do it. Just do it. Speaking of all this rain, too, there's been a lot of severe storms lately. Like, there's this viral video of a kid who is at a college university, and a big gust of wind takes him and blows him over. He does, like, a backflip. He gets blown over, and then, like, on the news, we're like, yeah, this is a very violent storm. As you can see, a college student gets blown over. Like, how do you not laugh during a newscast of somebody just getting blown over? Like, there's this one girl I watch on Instagram. Her name's Emma, and she's a newscaster. And they were talking about Taylor Swift a few minutes ago, and I heard all of them laugh. But, like, how do you not laugh if you see a kid get blown over by a big gust of wind? I don't understand how you don't laugh at that. Like, it's hilarious. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, personally, that's just something that, like, you never see. And, like, I love these stupid viral clips. I do. They're so great. And they're so funny, too. It's just really hilarious. I mean, I don't know. It's just something that I found hilarious. But let's see if I can play that. Because it is a great clip. I mean, it really is. All right, here's the clip.
The most amazing video of the day. Take a look. A UK student is picked up and thrown through the air in the middle of the UK campus. This is right outside the main classroom building. That statue is called the Patterson statue. This is already a wind tunnel on a regular day. And now that person picked up and thrown through the air. Earlier today, UK and U of L canceled in-person classes, but that student got caught in the strong winds.
Oh man, I gotta cut that. That's great. That's hilarious. I mean, I probably shouldn't be laughing, but hey, it is what it is. It makes for a good conversation, honestly. It makes for a good story. Like, you're just talking to your grandkids. So, you know, grandma, grandpa, what's this video I see? Oh, that's when I was, you know, walking to my dorm room and I got blown by wind. You know, actually, I'll never forget. I want to say when Hurricane Isabella was a thing back in, like, way back when I was a kid. I was six, seven, or eight. I was one of the, I can't remember how old I was, but I remember being on the playground and a big gust of wind took me and I got lifted up, and I was a small kid too. But a big gust of wind lifted me up and I fell, and it was weird. Like, I never had that happen before. And so it is possible that wind can do that. And same with, like, waves, like ocean waves. Those are scary as shit, because, like, I also got taken down by waves when I was 7 years old in Long Beach Island. So, I mean, it is kind of just scary with what weather can do to you. I mean, like, so, yeah, it is kind of nuts. Weather is, like, a dangerous thing, and whatever Mother Nature wants, she'll do. So, same with tsunamis. Like, I guess you can say my biggest fear, I've had a couple big fears in my life growing up with weather. Tornadoes, tsunamis, and I think that was it. No, there was one more. Anyways, I never was in a tsunami, but I was in a tornado in Dunn, North Carolina. And this was around this time of year in Florida. So it was my mom, my dad, my cousin Jamie, and I. We were driving down 95 and the radio was completely off. Jamie and I were listening to our iPods. My dad was listening to his iPod. My mom was listening to her iPod. So we're all driving down. Yeah, some family outing, right? We're all just listening to our iPods, not talking or playing games. So in any event, we're going down 95, and for some reason, my mom turned on the radio, and we're in Dunn, North Carolina, and my sister, Ashley, she calls my mom and says, "Mom, there's a tornado coming straight down 95. So my mom's just like, oh, that's not good. So we just passed the exit for Dunn. We're under an underpass with seven other cars just stopped. And I kid you not, I see a big tornado and it's coming straight towards us, mind you. So there's four of us in the car. My dad looks behind us and says, TJ, Jamie, if this tornado comes towards us, you guys run as fast as you can and don't stop until we find you. And I'm 16 at the time. I'm thinking, fuck, like, I'm going to be an orphan. Like, this is it. I'm going to be an orphan, like, at the age of 16 because both my parents are just going to sit here in this tornado. So the tornado's coming straight down. It's hailing. And for some odd reason, the tornado just veers off to the left. And then you see lightning. We're getting hail on. We're getting hailed on by a golf ball size hail. We're under a tree, and then we decide to go. And as we're driving through, we stop at a gas station. People's windshields are smashed. Fun fact: our windshield wasn't smashed. We actually got saved. It was weird. So, yeah, that was one tornado that I was in. And I was also in a tornado not too long ago either. I think like a couple years later, we were in a tornado in Georgia or Jacksonville, Florida. It was one of them. But no, like I said, like I already lived through one of my fears. So if I have ever in a tsunami, then I lived through it. I've lived through everything. But tornadoes are scary. And Twister was probably the thing that made me afraid of tornadoes and all that. So, but yeah, no, I'm not a fan of crazy weather, especially like rain too, because I've been through torrential downpour and when it's raining out, and it sucks because you can't see shit. And I've driven through like a lot of snowstorms and stuff too, so I guess you could say I've been through it all, besides tsunamis or monsoons for that matter. But yeah, no, I'm not a fan of crazy weather. And we had an earthquake here when I think I was about 14 in Philadelphia. It was random. Like, I'm sitting upstairs and I hear I feel like the bed shake, and it shook for like 10 seconds. And my neighbor comes out because he was doing work to his house, and he said, did I do that? So I remember we walk outside and we're looking around to see what would happen. And it turns out it was an earthquake. We had a weird earthquake that happened in Pennsylvania. So yeah, it's just nuts with like some of the stuff that's been going on. I mean, like I said, weather isn't really scary, but it can do a lot of damage, and it can just be scary when you think about it, like all the mental stuff, and like then you got to do repairs. So I'm kind of glad that, like, I don't know. Same with, I guess you could say wildfires is like another big fear of mine, but I don't live anywhere where there could be wild. Well, I guess like up by the Poconos, but I don't really live anywhere where there are wildfires, because I had fires in my house as a kid. My sister's boombox exploded, then my dryer caught on fire. So yeah, I guess having a fire in like my house isn't really a scary thing, but at the same time, it's like hasn't happened in my adult life. It only happened when I was a kid. So yeah, I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Very morbid show of the TJTV podcast today. Morbid Hour with TJ Gleason. Yeah, very morbid. So yeah, as I'm looking at the skyline, I don't see anything right now. It just looks like Seattle. But yeah. You know, I did see something weird, and I said this a couple podcasts ago about these planes just having so many technical problems. It makes me really weary about not getting on a plane, but I want to know, why are we having so many problems with planes? What is the issue? What is with all these planes just deciding not to work? I really would like to know. Does anybody have an answer to that? Do you have an answer? Like, just go on my Instagram, tgleason22, and just ask me, like, what is up with these planes? I really just want to know. Because a lot of planes are having you know, technical issues. Like, one plane had to get reverted back. And then I saw a report that planes in Canada saw triangular shaped objects in the sky, like UFOs. It really makes me think, like, I don't know, like, it's weird up there, like, in space, like, 90,000 feet above Earth, or I guess that would be, like, near the end of Earth, like, the stratosphere. Like, what is up there? And, like, what's in the bottom of the ocean? Are there aliens in the bottom of the ocean? I really want to know. It's scary just to think about. Like, I'm afraid of the ocean. I'll step foot in the ocean, swim in the ocean, no deal. I'll body surf in the ocean. I don't care. But, like, it's scary out there. Like, you never know what could happen. I guess another big fear of mine is getting stuck in one of those rip currents. So, I mean, that's a big fear of mine. But I know you got to swim parallel to the beach and then, like, find your way back. It's stupid. I don't know. Like I said, the ocean's one of the scariest things out there. Same with tsunamis. Like, whenever I come back from Florida, I always have, like, a weird nightmare that a tsunami comes and crashes into my building. But I did read something, too. Like, if a tsunami ever occurred if it was, like, a really big tsunami, it would only reach Philadelphia. It wouldn't reach Delaware County or Westchester or Chester County or Bucks County. It would only reach Philadelphia. And it would only go into Center City. It wouldn't reach all of Philly. That's if a tsunami ever happened, like a big tsunami from the Jersey Shore. Which you never know. I mean, I don't know. It could happen. It might happen. Maybe not in my lifetime, but maybe in other people's lifetime. Anyways. So a lot of people are also, like, getting freaked out about the solar eclipse that's happening on Monday, on April the 8th. And there's a lot of conspiracies, like, oh, the world's going to end. We're going to have to go. And, oh, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And I'm thinking, like, it's a solar eclipse. Who cares? Why are we so worried about it? Now, I hate to say it, I'm one of those guys who went on TikTok like, oh my God, something big's going to happen, but I do it just for content. I'm not doing it for, you know, because I'm scared. Like, a lot of theories that are out there, they're saying God's coming. We're going to be in 3 days of darkness. There's going to be an internet blockage. I mean, I've lived through, I want to say, a couple solar eclipses in my life. And the most recent one I remember was 2017, and I remember not to look up at the sky. And if you had to look up at the sky, you had to wear, like, 3D glasses or something stupid. But schools are getting canceled. The National Guard is taking in effect because they're roaming around, apparently, in certain parts of the United States and Canada. Niagara Falls. It's so stupid. Like, these people are so gullible, and they'll believe anything. And I find it so dumb that, like, we have come down to this type of, like, how we've become scared to this type of stuff. It's a solar eclipse. It's not the end of the world. God's not coming. I'm sorry. And the whole religious right thing is so stupid as well. Like, I hate when people are like, God's coming. And guess what? When Jesus comes down, he's going to rain on your parade. He's going to kill you. He's going to praise the Lord Jesus. Like, guy, stop. I love these, like, Christian people that are so, like, involved in Christianity. They're like, you know, you're gay, you're trans, and God's not going to accept you. Well, my guy, if God is real, doesn't God accept anybody and everybody? It doesn't matter if they're gay, straight, bi, trans, whatever. Well, you know, that's the Christianity way. He doesn't accept anybody, gay people or trans people. Yes, he does. Well, in the Bible was written maybe 10,000 years ago. You can fact check me on that, but the Bible was written, like, about 10,000 years ago. And I'm pretty sure Jesus wasn't white. So, this whole, like, religious, like, right thing is so dumb. Like, people are so stupid when it comes to, like, you know, gay people are going to go to hell. No, they're not. You don't know that. You think you know that, but you don't. That's what I mean. Like, so people are so stupid nowadays. Yeah, they're going to go because we don't, because he doesn't like gay people. No, you don't know that. Like, I don't get that. Like I said, people that are so involved in religion are so stupid. Like, there's this one girl as well that I know. She's very Christian, but she has a nose ring, and that's a sin, right? Isn't that, like, a sin to have, like, a nose ring on? Honestly. But anyways, with this eclipse, though, it's riled a lot of people up. A lot of people are freaking out, and, you know, it's stupid. And speaking of internet outages, I'm having a very terrible internet problem today. Like, I can't get on, like, freaking, what's it called? I can't get on Google for some reason. But it's just weird. Like, I can't get on Google, and then, like, our phones went out. Like, my service went, and then I told Tori, I said I paid the bill. So, I don't understand why this, like, we're having internet problems. So, let's see. That's the Hebrew Bible, written by, or completed by 100 CE. Whatever CEs. And then the Bible was from the 4th century. Yeah, that's stupid. Who cares? Who gives a fuck about it? I don't care. I don't read the Bible. I haven't read the Bible since I was in church. And last time I was in church was like, I don't know, when I was 8. And I haven't set foot back in a church. Actually, it's a lie. I did set foot back in a church a couple times. Once when I was 19 and once when I was in high school for a wedding. So, I mean, I can't just say I haven't been to a church, but I don't know any of the prayers, and religion scares me. It just does. It also makes me, like, laugh, too. Like, a lot of people who are Republicans, they, like, you know, I'm a born Christian. And then, in reality, they never step foot in a church. They don't even care about God. They're not all about God. They commit sins every day. And I'm just like, how are you a born-again Christian if you never set foot in a church, or you haven't set foot in a church in 20 years, and you go by the word of God, but you're not, you don't practice it, you don't practice religion, you're nothing. So why do you say that you're a Christian and you love God, this, that, and the third, but you don't read the Bible and you talk shit on people? Like, I'm pretty sure there's something in the Bible saying if you talk poorly behind someone's back, you're not a good person. And then, like, you go on Facebook, I'm all for God and da 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 da. Like, you're not. You're just lying to yourself. I hate people like that. I know a few people personally that do that. They'll go on Facebook and type in, you know, God, I love God and blah 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 blah. You don't love God. Stop saying that. You don't go to church. You don't practice religion. I know you personally. I've known you since I was a kid. And you're going to say how much you love God. You haven't stepped foot in the church. At least in my lifetime. Maybe, like, when you were a kid you had to, but I don't ever remember you being religious. It's just funny, like, how people think they're, like, all for, like, church and stuff, and they believe in God now because of the election, and it's so stupid. You know, and that's the way the world is. It's so, like, fake. That's why Facebook should just be called Fakebook. Like, everyone's fake. You can make the argument I'm fake too, but I'll say the realest stuff. Like, there are certain things that, like, I can tweak to a story, but I am the most 100% honest person you have here talking to you. And I feel like a lot of people hate the fact that honesty is a thing, because a lot of people hate the truth. And they hide from the truth. And the truth is something that you should talk about. It's regardless of what you are or what you like to do, but, you know, that's a different story for a different day. And I'm not saying, like, I'm a saint. I know I do some stuff that's probably considered a sin, drinking beer. I got a tattoo. I'm thinking of getting another tattoo. I do talk shit behind people's back. But it's like, don't go around saying that you're something when you're not. That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't go around saying, oh, yeah, I'm a big radio DJ. I know I'm not. I'm not even a DJ. I'm a producer. But, oh, well. Anyways, that's my rant of the day. But, yeah, solar eclipse happening April 8th. I don't know what time. It didn't really give it time, but everyone's freaking out about it. You know, talking about God's coming down, the world's going to end, yada, yada, yada. What else is going on? A lot of people hate the fact that I talk shit about Beyonce and her country album. I don't even know if I want to get into that. Let's see. Breaking. Iran to attack Israel in the next 48 hours. Ooh. Reports of water levels dropping rapidly due to a possible tsunami in Japan. Wow. We just talked about that. That was about 11 hours ago, though. That's crazy. And, oh, someone died yesterday. The guy from Freaks and Geeks, Joe Flaherty? Is that how you pronounce his name? He was on Freaks and Geeks, and he was in a couple other shows as well. I only know him from that. But, yeah, no, I liked his character. He was a really great character. He played the dad in Freaks and Geeks. And, yeah, he was just an interesting character, some of the things he said. But, yeah, he died last night. So, that was upsetting. You know, it's going to be, like, really weird when you grow up, and then all your, like, childhood actors and heroes are dead. Like, it's just really bizarre. You know who I would love to get on before he dies? Is John Carpenter. I would love to talk to John Carpenter. Have, like, a full, like, hour and, like a two-hour conversation with this man. See how, like, his, like, creative piece came to him. Him or Deborah Hill or both. If I could have both those people on, that would be great. Man. It would be so awesome to have him on my show. That's next on the list. I got a list of people who I want to talk to before they die. Oh, well. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. I got a public disturbance that I want to talk about. And, yeah, so we'll do that. We'll take a break, come back, talk about this little disturbance that I've been having lately because there's somebody who I want to talk about. And they were a guest on the show a couple times, too. They literally were on my show at least twice in my life. And I want to talk about them for a second because what he said to me the other day kind of ticked me off. So we'll talk about him. Talk about that in a few minutes. Then we'll talk about... Well, that's probably it. Honestly. But yeah. On a rainy Saturday... Rainy Wednesday in the Delaware Valley. I can't speak right now. Wow. Okay, it's a rainy Wednesday in the Delaware Valley on the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. If you're new, make sure you smash a like, subscribe on Spotify, Google Podcasts, TJTV6 on TikTok, producer TJ995 on TikTok, and TJ's production on YouTube, where I'm going to be posting more episodes of the Spirit Project, because I do have to get back onto that. I totally forgot about it twice in a row. Maybe it will be out on Friday. We'll see. All right, I'll be back in just a few moments, only on the TJTV podcast.
CJ, who's our sound tech. CJ, are you ready on your end?
Whether from a severe storm or rage, even a small leak can have devastating effects on you. I'm going to shoot you, TJ.
I missed a payment? When would I ever missed a payment? Okay. I'm a little upset. No, I don't want to throw this on you, but I'm just upset about this whole situation. Okay. So, how do I rectify this? Purchase another... Sir. I was not informed about any of this. I waited on any info about this. I was told, hey, you don't owe us money. We owe you money. You have a credit. I got several notices in the mail about this, that there was a credit on my account, and nobody told me anything about this. Please patch me into your sales team so I can kill them.
Are you a small business owner? Do you want your business to be promoted on all social media platforms? Well, feel free to email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business on Spotify, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, for just a small price. So email me, tjg0114@yahoo.com, and I will promote your small business.
Just listening to you guys makes me depressed.
Solitary man, that's him for ya. Solitary man, only on the TJTV podcast. That is a great song, actually. And it's funny, too. So, usually whenever I show Tori a song, she's like, either yay or nay. Meaning, like, she likes the song and she doesn't like the song. And for example, there's one song that I do enjoy that we both, that, let's see. So, she enjoys it. Because I'm the one who showed her. So let's see. It's called Melody Club. And if you guys know Melody Club, it's a great song. It's a great band, too. They actually have some good hits. I'll play that in a second. Fun fact, we played this at our wedding. So when Tori and I eloped, we eloped. Fun fact about me. But yeah, we played this song as she was walking up to the gazebo that we were in. And this would be our summer jam. Every night we would go up to my summer house. Windows would be down. We would be in the mountains blasting the song. This is one of our, like, jams for summer. And summer's right around the corner, too. I mean, for God forbid, it's April. Like, pretty soon it's going to be Memorial Day. Great song. Really great song. Yeah. Love that. Love it. Love that jam, guys. Oh, yeah, and tax season, that's in a couple weeks, too. Oh, I'm still dreading that. I did my taxes the other day, and I'm just like, what the fuck? I owe as much as I owed last year. I was actually talking to a guy about that, too, because I know there's still people that owe taxes from last year. And as long as you're making payments every six months, like, the IRS isn't going to come after you, which I've been doing. But it's just, you know, why do I have to owe Uncle Joe money? Why? Why am I owing Uncle Joe money? See, I call Joe Biden Uncle Joe because technically he is Uncle Joe. And, you know, we're paying him to pay for people who are coming into the country, to pay for money that's going out of the country. You know, just we're doing all that. Oh, I just hate it. Can we have a season where it's just not tax season? Like, is that a possibility? I hate taxes. Taxes suck. They're the worst. They are. They really do suck. But, oh well. Okay, so there's a public disturbance that's been bugging me lately. And I just want to say that this person was on my show twice. He performed on my show at the 5-year show. And I'm not going to say his name. But he's a musician. We'll just say his name's Joe. Thank you, Uncle Joe, for giving me that idea. In any event, this guy kind of pissed me off with this comment that he made. So on April 1st, he posted something about moving away. He said, yeah, I'm moving away. I'm going to expand my horizon, yada, yada, yada. So I texted the guy. I'm like, hey, I saw you're moving. Are you moving like out west? Where are you moving to? He says, April Fool's. So I'm like, oh, I honestly forgot. I forgot it was April Fool's Day. So basically, I'm just like, all right, whatever. So then I ask him, in all honesty, do you want to come back on my podcast soon? When are you free next? He said, remind me, do you go live? Like, are you a live show? I said, no, I go live when it's like an anniversary show. For example, in June, it will more likely be live because it will be 9 years I've been doing the show. And he said, what area are you located? I told him the area. He said, would this be a paid opportunity? I live an hour away. Homie, you've been on my show before, twice. Never paid you once. And I looked at your Instagram. You're verified. You got a blue check mark. But you only have 3,000 followers. And you're asking, would this be a paid opportunity? In my almost nine years of doing a podcast, I have never paid, actually, that's a lie. I paid one person to do one show, and that was Lisa Wilcox, because I really wanted her on my show. She was the star of A Nightmare on Elm Street, and she said, hey, just give me $50 and I'll give you a half hour. Everyone else, I haven't paid. Never paid one person, never paid anybody but one person. That was Lisa Wilcox. This motherfucker, you live an hour away and you want to get paid? Why not go on Zoom? Oh, it has to be paid opportunity because I do music and I'm verified and music is my full-time job. So are you telling me you're going to go to a bar and you demand to get paid by every bar that you go to? Yeah. No, that's not how it works. You don't go and say, is this a paid opportunity? No, it's not paid. You're getting free promotion. I was talking to Bob Kaplan about this last night. Everyone knows Bob. Bob was saying, I said, hey, Bob, if I asked you to come on your podcast and said, asked you if it's going to be paid, what would you say? He would tell me to F off. So I'm like, okay, cool. So Bob basically told me, screw that guy. He's getting free promotion. He doesn't need to get paid. So why would you expect to get paid just to get free promotion put on my show? I don't want that. Like, it's so stupid. Like, that's the dumbest statement anybody's ever made to me. And, like, everyone could say, like, you know, TJ, you're being kind of rude. You should just pay him if you want him on the show. I don't want him on the show anymore. Honestly, you're a nobody. You're honestly a nobody, and you expect to get paid. Like, what? How dumb is that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, you're nobody. You have 3,000 followers on Instagram. You're verified. And your views on Instagram only get 200 to 300 views. I'm not saying I'm, like, getting, like, a lot of views. I'm not. But still, you're nobody. To me, at least, you're nobody to me. Because I don't want you to, you know, if you want me on your show, you have to pay me. I'm sure anybody else who came on my podcast, they wouldn't want me to pay them. So basically, because you live an hour away, you want me to pay you for your drive there and drive back. That's like $100. I got other shit I got to attend to. I got other things I have to pay for. I don't pay people to come on my podcast. Why do that? And frankly, you suck. No, I don't know if he sucks. I don't really listen to his songs. But how are you going to tell me, though, oh, I want to get paid? I'm not paying you to come on my show. There's no way, no how. No, we're not doing that. That's dumb. It really is. I just don't get it. Like, oh, you got to pay me to come on your show. No, I don't. Get the hell out of here. Stupid. Pay me to come on your show. No. But yeah, that's just really infuriating me. And Bob told me to go, like, he said, screw that guy. Like, he's nothing. If he's going to ask for free promotion and expects to get paid, don't even screw with him. Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was going to be nice, trying to be nice to this guy. And yeah, it's just so stupid. Wanted me to pay him. And I, like, if it was somebody who actually was really big, like, say if it was John Carpenter and say, hey, like, you have to pay me in order to for me to come on your show, I would do it. I mean, I know people who have paid people to come on their show, but I'm just not like that. Seriously not. But yeah, I just think that, I don't know, I just think it's stupid. Like, I shouldn't have to pay somebody. So yeah, that's just my two cents. Oh, by the way, I did make a mistake. I called it the Spear Project, which is something I haven't done in like 2 years, but I did say this. It's called Unexplainable, not the Spear Project. I completely flubbed. My angerness just got in the way. Anyways, yeah, so it's just one of those things that just irritates me. Yeah, you gotta pay to be on your for me to be on your show. That's fine, but you're not gonna be on it if I gotta pay you. Oh well. Ugh. Oh, no, I'm ready. I'm ready to just go. I'm actually kind of happy, though. Like, I'm in a good place when it comes to doing my show and stuff. Like, it really helps me. And, you know, I know a lot of people look down on podcasts saying, that's not real radio. It's better than nothing. I mean, gets me experience. So, oh, well. Yeah, it's just crazy. But, yeah, I'm never going to pay somebody. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, Crazy Cabby, he was a regular on the Stern Show. He died at the age of 55. That's upsetting. So Ralph died, and then Crazy Cabby died the other day. I think it was on Easter. So yeah, that's sad. Phillies won yesterday. And how was your Easter? I want to know. Let me know, like, down below. Instagram, whatever. How was your Easter? Easter was interesting for me. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it's just like one of those things just kind of annoys me. But, yeah. I don't know. This is crazy. And now a lot of people are saying, here's some stuff that on like X that people just talk about. Like, we're talking about wars and stuff. This is very important. While we were being busy, distracted by the P. Diddy fiasco, which I want to talk about that for a second. The bridge attacked in Maryland. There's been some major strategic military movements taking place in Russia. I bet you haven't heard about this a few days ago, but on March 28th, Russia started sending warships into the Red Sea of the coast of Yemen. This is a big deal. The Russian base was being built in Syria near Golden Heights in Russia. See Syria as the rightful owner of the area, not Israel. This is certainly not going to cause tensions between NATO and U.S. forces that are in the area between the IDF, that Russia is going to attempt to remove Golan Heights. This will inevitably bait NATO to lash out at Russia and they will attack Israel-IDF. Then it will be game on World War III. All the Bibliolachy prophet, notably in Ezekiel, Magog, Russia attacks Israel. Are we about to witness war of God that will lead to Armageddon? Like I said, every other month it's World War III, or every other week it's World War III. Why are we like freaking out? It's just nuts. It really is. I mean, I already said this before. I'm like, if we ever go into World War III or like shit hits the fan, I'm going up north. So what you gotta do, just go up north. Don't worry about it. Oh, well. I feel like X is now a new version of the news where it's just like, you gotta be worried. You gotta be worried about this, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I don't know. It is scary times, though. I don't watch the news, nor do I even listen. I tried listening to the news earlier. Wasn't my favorite. But, yeah, I don't know. It's so stupid. Everything that I see is just so stupid anymore. Like, we're all freaking out about a solar eclipse, and then, you know, it's just dumb. Oh, well. All right, well, yeah, that's really it. Let's see, Robert F. Kennedy is certainly making the presidential race for president interesting. Why President Biden isn't allowing RFK to have Secret Service protection. I don't know. It's just, like, it's stupid. It really is. All right. Well, yeah, I guess that's it. Not really much to talk about. So, oh well. All right. Well, that's it for the show today. Hope you guys enjoy it. I got to get back to work. Can't even see the skyline anymore. It's so foggy and dense out. World's ending. All right. Well, that's it for today's show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure you smash the like on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor.fm, and TJTV6 on TikTok, producer TJ995 on TikTok, and TJ's production on YouTube. And, yeah, I mean, oh, by the way, thank you to Kai Howard who came on the show. There's a lot of good reviews about that. I'll talk about that later on. And that should be it for today. Is that it? That's going to be it. All right. Love you all to death. Goodbye, everybody.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats and their coats.